Okay. So our next presenter is Dr. Saphula Pathan. He's a senior research scientist in the Division of Plant Science at the University of Missouri at Portageville, Missouri, of course. And Dr.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you, Candy, for nice introduction. I am happy to be here with you to share a success story of our high-yielding conventional soybean line development, so with multiple disease and nematode species resistance. My presentation is a very brief description I'll give you. My presentation will follow that I'll give you some facts about soybean production in USA and challenge what we are facing in soybean production and the breeding story, how we develop the variety and screen the variety and conclusion. So soybean is known as the miracle crop in USA. It has multiple use from cooking oil, the protein-rich feed, and it is used in industrial and also the pharmaceutical industry. It is used. It has several human health benefit. It help to reduce the cancer and the cardiovascular disease. And so, U.S. is number one soybean producing countries. Around 35% of world soybean is produced in USA. In 2010, about 77 million acres were planted soybean and produced around 91 million metric tons, and crop value was around $39 billion U.S. dollar. And at the same time, more than half of the soybean was exported to the around the world, and exported as grain soybean or soybean oil, and the high protein-rich feed. It export value was around $23 billion U.S. dollars. So, and the fat and oil consumed in USA, 68% it comes from soybean. And for the world oil supply, soybean supply 58% of this one. And United States, more than 90% area, soybean area, is cultivated by transgenic soybean, the Roundup Ready or genetically modified soybean. And less than 10% area is cultivated the conventional soybean. When we go for the soybean cultivation, we face different problems, biotic factors involved, disease and insect, And also we face the abiotic factor like drought, flood, and salinity. I will not talk about the abiotic factor. I will give brief description about the abiotic factor, insect and disease, what we face for the soybean production, especially in the southern region. Among the different pests, the soybean cyst nematode is the most important yield-reducing factor. And using resistant variety, the most efficient way to manage the CN, soybean cyst nematode infection, and also to prevent the yield loss. Other nematodes like root knot nematode, reniform nematode, often found in the same field. Sometimes it's found in the different field, sometimes in the same field. And diseases like sudden death syndrome, frog eye leaf spot, also found in the same field. So on this stage, we need some varieties with the need resistant varieties across nematode species and also disease. So based on this one, our objective was develop some variety, stacking the trade of interest like the disease and insect resistance with the high yield potential. So we work for this one. This is the screening facility, what we are, the SCN screening facility as Delta University of Missouri, Delta Regional Center. We can see, feel clearly the susceptible and resistant variety. We can see difference. And this is also the screening facilities, the root knot nematode, resistant and susceptible varieties. And Now I like to give you some important characteristics of the variety that we have released. The S05-11482, and we submitted in the germplasm, we got the PI number, PI661090. This variety was released in 2010, and early 5 conventional variety. This is highly potential across the soil type. We tested in the clay soil, loam soil, and sandy soil, and we found it is performed very well across the soil types. And it is resistant to frog eye leaf spot, root knot, and reniform nematode. And it is also resistant to soybean mosaic virus and sudden death syndrome. In the greenhouse study, we found that it is also tolerant to salinity. And it is moderately resistant to soybean cyst nematode races, race 1, 2, 3, 5, and 14. And the resistant type, hardwing type resistant, we got it from PI437654. And now I'd like to give you the brief description of how we develop the line and how we screen the line in different yield trials. So we selected two lines, the high yielding and disease resistance line, and we made crossing in Delta Research Center in 2003. Then for generation advance, we sent F1 to Costa Rica in the later part of October of 2003, and we developed 3 generation in Costa Rica in 2003 and 2004. In USA, we can develop only 1 generation, but in using the cold winter nursery, we can develop the 2-3 generation advanced generation there. And we grow the F4 generation progeny rows in Portisville in 2005. And we selected the one line, the line number as S05-11482. And 2006, we increased the seed for this line for the subsequent yield trial. And we conducted the preliminary and advanced yield test in the Southeast Missouri 2007 to 2010. And also this line was we nominated for the USDA preliminary and uniform test in 2008 and 2009. And also we did in the state test, in southern state, 6 state, we selected for this trial in 2009 and 2010. So now a couple of slides, I'll show you how it performs in across the location and across the trial. And as I mentioned earlier, in Southeast Missouri, we did in 4 years, 2007 to 2010, and in 5 locations with the different soil types, clay, loam, sandy loam, and soil. So we used the Roundup Ready material as a check, and you can see the S05-11482, it performed significantly higher than the Czech varieties, and all other agronomic traits are similar with the Czech. It has, and as I mentioned, this line also was tested in the uniform, the preliminary and USDA preliminary and uniform maturity 5 test in southern state in 2009 and 2010. And you can see this is the average of the 37 locations in both the trial, the preliminary and the uniform test. And you can see this one is giving, although it is not significantly higher, but it is giving higher yield than the Czech variety, and all other agronomic trait is more same. And you can also see the in maturity, it mature also around 6 days earlier than the Czech. And we tested this line with the 6 southern states, Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Southeast Missouri, and North Carolina. These are the So on this test, and you can see the, so we use the Roundup Ready Jack, and also we used our variety. Jack was released a couple of years back. So you can see the line S05L-UN482, it performs in almost better than the Jack and the our released variety Jack. And on this, based on this, the result, the different trials, we can say this one, the farmers can use this as a promising conventional variety as compared to the Roundup Ready material or any other high-yielding varieties. And this line also can be used as a promising germplasm for the variety, the breeding material. And these seeds are available. If anybody need any seed, please contact with Grover Shannon. We can provide the seed for research purpose. And this line also has been licensed to Agborn Genetics and subsidiary to Soybean Missouri Soybean Merchandising Council for sub-licensing and sale as a brand to various seed companies. Finally, I like to acknowledge the financial support from the United Soybean Board and Missouri Merchandising Council for financial support. And thank you for.